Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 63. Coming to you live on tape. Or is it Memorex? I don't know. It is summer. See you into August. And it's not too bad out. Which isn't too bad for Iowa this time of year. Tonight's show is a good one. It goes all the way back to 2003. It is the Iowa Blues Showcase of October of 2003. This was the third out of four in our shortened season number five. We like short seasons at the Iowa Blues Showcase. Actually, season four. Sorry about that. Yeah, don't trust me. I get dates and names and numbers wrong. I'm sorry. It was a long time ago, and there's so many of them. I don't know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. Didn't we just start season six last week? And yes, we did. That was a live show. We just did 1 hour. We were testing out equipment. It worked out. Hey, because there was a show. There were some goofs. And I had a bad microphone because I had a cable go out. So then I had to go with an old-fashioned Shure with the quarter-inch plugs. And didn't work very well. So, but no fret. Bought extra cable, so in case that happens, I got a spare. So, anyway, we're going back to season five. We got about four of those, and then we also have an archive show, season one, show one, which I found in my collection. But I've talked about it before. It's going to take some extensive work to get that one going again. So, yeah. Anyway, again, tonight's show is from October. It originally aired on our webpage probably on the Blues, I think it was the Blues Historian internet radio station, or it was Iowa Blues Show. It was Iowa Blues Showcase, because Blues Historian was my username. But anyway, we started an internet radio station roughly about the time that we were coming to an end of these live shows, and we weren't on terrestrial radio station. I kind of make a hint about that during the show. The radio station that we were using went out of business. Of course, their business model was, hey, you can be on the radio for $50 an hour, so why don't you do that? And you would think that everyone would want to be on the radio for 50 bucks an hour, but unfortunately, no one, I guess, or not enough. Especially the problem was it was a weak signal even during the day, and then at night, it was non-existent. And, as if you've listened, I think we've told the story before that we had one of our shows, the second hour, just kept replaying over and over and over and over all night long. So that's kind of the kind of station it was. It was kind of automated, and they kind of taught people, here, you do this, you do that, and, you know, here, 50 bucks an hour, and you can go crazy. So they went off the air, so we didn't have a radio station. We had talked to Karen T, and it was just a question of money, coming up with some money for a sponsorship. And I'm not sure why we didn't pursue it. I think by this point, everybody was getting tired of it. And I think, too, the cost of production, which was basically zero, was going to jump really, really high. And we weren't going to be able to afford to keep going that way anyway. So I think it just decided to do other avenues since we had all those hours. And so that's kind of where it went. And then when I came back, I tried to do some other things and then finally got going on again. So here we are. So tonight's show is going to be fun because it's got some really good talent. We got Kyle Dean Patton and Brian McNamer. A couple of folk musicians and blues guys, street musicians, they did everything. And Kyle has been around. I've seen him at the gym when we were finishing up down there at the gas lamp. I'm not really sure he was. He's been. I think he'd hurt his back, so he was having some issues there. But I think he's still around. Heather West, who has gotten married, and I don't remember. She was gay. I think she says in the show she was getting married. And I tried to find her on Facebook. I thought I may have found her, but wasn't sure. It looks like she's probably still performing around town. And then Rob Lombard is going to come on. And those you know Rob, he is always kind of skirting the edge on socially acceptable music. So be warned. And just in case you are concerned when you hear him sing, it's IF, that's one word, YOU, that's a second word, SEE, that's the third word, and K, a girl's name, KAY, KAY. There you go. And then you say those all in a row, and you can see what the issue is, okay? And then he's going to do his world famous song Snip Snip. So just be prepared. And then Des Moines, $50 is going to be in between the Heather West appearance and Rob Lombard. And of course, Frank does something silly with the $50, as always. So that's a jam-packed show. And when we come back, because we need to get going right away, when we come back, we'll talk a little more about season six. And the upcoming shows. So enjoy some great music on the Iowa Blues Showcase.
From the windswept prairies, just east of the Des Moines River, underneath the golden dome of the state capitol, coming to you live from the State Historical Building of Iowa, it's the Iowa Blues Showcase. Thank you very much. Welcome to the highly publicized Iowa Blues Showcase. I want to thank you all for being here and want to thank the Register. You read that, didn't you? It was like a two-page epic story in the Sunday paper, right?
No, that was about the Jefferson Jackson Day thing. They didn't, no, they were talking about that.
Oh, I thought it was us.
No.
You mean all those school buses lined up wasn't for us either? You weren't reading the paper either, were you?
Well, I'm waiting for my Braille edition right
now.
Oh,
okay, I see. Well, they had this really cool picture of Dean, and he's standing outside Tech High School, and they have like 24 buses lined up going all as far as you could see. It's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but none of them are here.
No. They were headed out of town.
No. Now, see, if we could have got Hillary Clinton as a guest, then think of how many people we'd have here.
We did have at least one more, right?
Boo. Anyway, things are pretty good in Storm Lake, and I find out that I miss a lot. I've been gone for, what, 3 months? And the next thing I know is that the radio stations have changed around here. First off, light jazz is no longer jazz, and the river is no longer, you know, smooth rock. It's sports radio. I mean, what the hell's going on?
The river dried up. That was part of it, so, yeah. It's been a dry summer, you know that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's why there's no good music on radio? Is that what you're trying to tell me? It's all about participation? Participation.
Yeah, that's it.
Not okay. Precipitation.
Okay. Not precipitation. We're into participation. That's right.
Yeah.
Got it?
It's your fault, Frank. I leave you in charge of things, and you just let things get screwed up.
Well, that's right. That's right. That was my job. You handed the baton to me, and yeah. I couldn't find it. So that's oh. So go ahead, Tommy. What are we going to do tonight?
Yeah, let's get some music going, because our humor is not very humorous. All right, our first guest, we're edited out. Thank you.
Yeah, that's... Thank God.
There'll be no humor. It'll go right to music. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest is one of our favorites when we were back out at the coffee shop. And he brought some people to play with him. And aren't you like a big fixture in Boone, Iowa or something like that? Yes. He was. He's one of the leading, and actually, this guy's one of the top folkies around, so you'll enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Dean Patton.
Thank you.
Ready?
Your little Commander Cody here.
Standing on a corner playing for a dime, watching the girls have a good time. Big fat lady drinking my beer, clapping her hands, shouting in my ear. Saying, "Boogie, rock that boogie, rock that boogie to the break of day. Let the man come and take me away." On red, been 6 months since I slept in a bed. You better take notice when I rock and roll. If you can't keep the beat, then you better let go. Saying, "Muggy, rock that boogie, rock that boogie to the break of day. Let the man come and take me away." Sit on my knee and drink some gin. Never gonna boogie with a band again. But I just love that steel guitar and piano playing eight to the bar. Saying, "Boogie, rock that boogie, rock that boogie to the break of day. Let the man come and take me away." And entertain my friend, but how did I know it all would end? Sitting on a bench down in the park, talking myself alone in the dark. Saying, "Boogie, rock that boogie, rock that boogie to the break of day. Let the man come and take me away." I said, "Rock that boogie to the break of day. Let the man come and take me away."
Thank you. We're going to do a little musical instruments here.
pass the guitar off to Brian.
Are we set?
We're set. Friends. Brian McNamer there singing.
Thank you.
How you doing there, Kyle?
Not too bad there, Tom.
And so how's life treating you? And
not too bad.
And where you been playing recently?
Actually, I was just hanging loose. Actually playing, just sitting in with people here and there. Just on harp most of the time.
I understand. And, you know, I don't know if we're a blues crowd anymore, but I think we are. And some of these people know you from when you played out at the coffee shop, but some people probably don't know a lot about you. So why don't you tell people what you've been doing and what kind of music scene you play in normally and that kind of stuff.
Usually I do the folky thing most of the time. And Yeah, I love a lot. I'm trying to work in a lot more bluesy stuff because I like it. But harp's a little more conducive to it. I think I like to play that. So, but I'm sitting in with Tina Haas sometimes. Gary Smith here. I played with him one booking this year. And other than that, Brian and I, we haven't played out a whole lot, have we? We should do a little bit more. We have a little bit of fun when we get over to his
and
place.
Do you do any of the street musician things anymore?
Or? Haven't been doing a whole lot of that. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's getting cold now, and it's no occasion now. But yeah, I didn't do the. I decided to take a year off from the street corner thing.
Yeah,
and, haven't been doing much of that. So I've just been hanging loose, working the day job. You know.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Yeah. It's like a day job is everything for a musician. It's, people make it to be a glamorous life, and the reality is it really isn't, is it?
Nah.
So you got another song for us?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to sing on this one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Dean Patton.
Ships rolling, gonna watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've got nothing to live for, nothing gonna come my way. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to, so I guess I'll just remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, this loneliness won't leave me alone. 1,000 miles from home, and just to make this dock my home. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Thank you very much. It's Brian McNamer on mandolin and Sandy McNamer on bass.
Kyle Dean Patton will be right back after these short brief messages.
Hi, this is Tom Gehry from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. Page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos, links to music,
Anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band. As long as it's blues. And especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us. Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks. Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase. The show of shows. The drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing. And it's wonderful. And it's free. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. And this is our special edition. We have five guests this week, so we're going to put Frank's $50 back a little bit, and we're going to go right to our second guest. Ladies and gentlemen, one of Des Moines' finest singers, and she plays a lot of different types of music, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty diverse.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only is Heather West.
Oh, love, the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance. Neath the cover of October skies, and all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sounds of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the
ladies and gentlemen. Well, Heather, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And last time you were with us, it was out at the coffee shop, and here we're back a regular home. What do you think of our place? Nice
I
place?
Think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Now, if we could just get more people down here. Yeah. So, what do you've been? You had an acoustic band or something you were playing with out at the coffee house for a while. Is that still going, or you got something new?
Well, that was still going. Probably still will be through the end of the year. After the first of the year, we'll start something new.
Cool.
Yep.
And
yep.
Where are you guys playing at? Or?
Well, we just got done playing at Seven Flags Event Center.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
They had a party, big party out there for Halloween, and we were the band. So it was fun. Everybody comes dressed up.
Dope.
It was a hoot.
Yeah. And then, and so where are you playing next? And have you guys got any CDs? Or are you going to do a CD? Or... What's the future for Heather West?
The future for Heather West. Well, in about 6 weeks, my name's going to change. I'm taking the plunge.
Uh-oh.
Getting married.
Yeah.
To a wonderful, wonderful man. So, my best friend. So
cool.
Couldn't
great.
Ask for more.
No.
That's first in the books. So that's first up, probably top priority mm-hmm. on my mind. After that, we're going to start another band and see where it takes us. I would like to do some recording. I would like to do a lot more performing around town and beyond.
All right. Well, anyway, do you got another song for us?
Yes, I do. I invited Kyle back up to help out on this one. Do a little Tracy Chapman for
you. Heather West, ladies and gentlemen.
To say.
the wonderful Heather West. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the brief short time.
The Tasty Tacos family is proud to announce the opening of our new Tasty Tacos restaurant in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman in the Cobblestone Market. The new Tasty Tacos is dedicated to our faithful Westside customers who for years have traveled to one of our five Des Moines locations. At Tasty Tacos, we are proudly serving our same delicious Mexican menu, from our award-winning flour tacos, enchiladas, burritos, to our delicious side dishes. Tasty Tacos, come discover why we've been carrying on our family tradition for over 40 years. Tasty Tacos in Urbandale at 8549 Hickman Road in the Cobblestone Market. Phone 331-2000. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Tasty Tacos, now open in Urbandale. Tasty Tacos, Mexican food for American tastes.
I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogeyman.
Hey, want a book about Funky's band in Des Moines? Then look no further than the Backstage Boogeyman. That's right, all the way out of Compton. Yeah, you can book them. It's easy. Just email rmosqueda@mchsi.com. That's r.mosqueda@mchsi.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page. It's a Backstage Bunny Band on Facebook. They will rock you all night long. And then they'll get funky with you. Get a hold of them today. Hey.
Are we live? Oh, we're live. Welcome back. What station are we on?
They never
days?
Left. Oh. They're right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what station are we on now, Frank? Do you know?
What station are we on?
Yeah.
We're on station Earth right now.
Oh, okay.
And so, welcome.
Oh, stationary. All right. Stationary. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's the time of the show that we normally let Frank have $50, and he goes out and spends it on something unique and wonderful to show just how alive Des Moines is, that Des Moines really isn't dead. All right, so Frank.
That's right, it is. It is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. It is on life support, and we're really happy to be here. And we are really glad that each and every one of you is here. And Des Moines on $50. You know, I really got some bad news for the audience today. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I seem to have kind of a youthful glow about me today.
Yes, you do.
You notice that?
It's a very nice glow. I noticed that.
Well, it just so happened that I went out to dinner with this woman that I know. And,
wait a minute, Frank. Is your wife in the audience?
You're in deep trouble. Anyway, we went out to eat, and it was really kind of, I don't know what to think of it. What do you guys think of it? I went in, and you know, we were going to pay the bill at the conclusion of the meal, and they said, it's not as much as we thought it was. It's a little less than that. We're giving you a senior discount. So I took the $50. I went out. You know, I did the Botox.
Uh-huh.
I did the lift,
uh-huh.
know, facial lift.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you could probably, you know, the liposuction. Did you notice that too?
I noticed you look a lot slimmer.
Yeah, that's working. I'm telling you. Yeah, but I tell you what. I in reference to.
That hurt.
Oh, no, I think that we could try that here, Tommy. I think that what the problem we're having, I mean, we really have a great show and everything, but we need to promote it more. We need to give a senior discount, don't you think?
I think we could.
That would be
it's
be okay.
Free, Frank.
Okay.
So the senior
it's
discount
free.
Won't
okay.
work.
All right.
Do we have to pay people to come? Is that what you're saying? Instead of giving you $50, we give $50 to someone in the audience?
The mystery guest will get $50, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, that might work. All but anyway, that's what I've been up to. But I did want to say one other thing about the show that Tommy forgot to mention, and that is that we're working with Miller Brewing this year, and they are offering it's a safe drive home. So when you come to the Blues Showcase, and if you're so inebriated, then we'll call you a cab.
Really?
Yeah. And it's part of the Miller Brewing, and we want to thank our sponsor for helping us out with that. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miller High Life, or what? Yeah.
Well, you know, what is it, Miller Genuine Draft?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Now, are they serving that in the?
They'll serve it to senior citizens too. I want you to know that.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Are they serving this in the lobby? I wasn't aware that was going on.
No, they're having a Civil War reenactment. That's probably where part of our audience is. They're probably battling their way through to get through here to the stage.
I see. All right. Yeah. So if they're dressed as the North or the South, which will let them in the door? Never mind. ladies and gentlemen, Frank Strong on Des Moines of $50. Coming up later in the show, we'll go do Where's Woody, but right now we won't.
Where's what?
Where's Woody?
Where is Woody, anyway?
Well, we'll find out.
You talking about, is that Mr. Skin?
Yeah, we're going to...
Yeah, what's becoming him?
We're going to call him up and find out. Like ladies and gentlemen, my good buddy, Mr. Rob Lombard.
Sound all right? Kyle! Okay, good. I don't know. I'm up here behind the guitar, and I don't know what it sounds like. I don't know what some of my voice sounds like. You know, so I gotta... Why are all you people way back up there? It's not that loud, is it? You're leaving me. Don't leave me. This is something I said? I haven't even really said anything yet. It must be just the way I look. You know, back when I was in high school, I had myself a girlfriend. And her name was Kay. She's about 5'4", and she weighed about 110 pounds, soaking wet. And by God, I loved her when she was soaking wet. She did too. She had the biggest pair of brown eyes I'd ever seen in my godforsaken life. In fact, I used to call her my little bovine, affectionately, of course. Usually I called her Kay. And she had a sister that used to call a nun because she didn't want none and you weren't getting none. So I went out with Kay. Being the rambling, gambling kind of guy I was after I left high school, after I got kicked out of high school, I lost track of Kay. So it's my little music telegram, my musical telegram. I want to send out to her wherever she may be. That didn't work out right. I'm not at the turnaround yet. I'll be right there just a second. Bear with me. Thank you. anything in this world for me. Well, I got a kind of woman, she'll do anything in this world for me. These evil eyed women will and will not let me be. Baby, don't love me. I love my baby, and I will not let her be. You know what I mean? Now, there's only one thing, darling, that makes me still unbought drink. Say that you don't love me, and I begin to think, ah, baby, my love don't seem the same. Tom Gary's name. There, wait, while that. Putting up with that, I appreciate that. You look really bored. Good, I got a laugh out of you at least. That's all right. I mean, just sitting here with a, I can see you, you know, and if you look at me like that, I feel like, man, I gotta do something to impress her. I don't know what it's gonna be. Have I done Kretschmer over here? Really? All right. I'm not too loud, am I? No?
No.
Why not? I mean, it's only got one word in it that really means anything to anybody. Well, never mind. I've already pushed the limit. I liked him, but he's just too dirty. I mean, it's all kind of double entendre things. It's not right in your face kind of stuff, you know. It's an old Russian blues tune. Mississippi during the great folk scare of 1963. It's an old Russian folk song. It was written by Laurel and Hardy, and it goes like this. Honest to God, I wanted to record this song, so I had to get the rights for it. And I looked it up on, ASCAP or where it was, and honest to God, it showed it was written by Laurel and Hardy. I just couldn't believe it. Oh, man, this is too cool. I doubt it, but that's who has the rights to it. When you hear Russian songs, do you tremble?
Yeah, that's all right.
Does your heart beat loudly in your chest? Well, if so, come with me to the Kretschmer It costs plenty, but it is the best. Everybody dance along. And there is singing, there is dancing, and the rush of the vodka is all right. Come to Kretschmar, that's where you'll catch my, yeah! Drinking vodka every night, you got that right, woo! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, hey, hey! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 hey! In the doorway!
Which doorway?
That one stands a Cossack. Snow in his beard and on his vest. We could use that mandolin on this. He's come to see lovely Natasha. She costs plenty, but she is the best. And there is singing, there is dancing, and the rush in the vodka is all right. Come to Kretschmar, that's where you'll catch my drinking vodka every night. You got that right, woo! Hard to see because it's part of the wall. Stands Natasha. Her feet keeping time to the chant. And her shoulders. Oh my God, how they do vibrate. Nice shoulders. Big shoulders. And when she sings, you can tell that she can't sing. And there is singing, there is dancing, and the rush in the vodka is all right. Come to Kretschmar, that's where you'll catch my drinking vodka every night. You got that right, woo! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 he, hey, hey! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 hey! That Cossack strolled boldly across the dance floor, he said. Natasha, you're gonna give me one for free. Natasha said, well, you stinking cheap Cossack. And she kicked him in the Kretschmar with her knee. Women always applaud that. Thank you. And there is singing, there is dancing, and the rush in the vodka is all right. Come to Kretschmar, where you catch my ah, drinking vodka every night. You got that right, woo! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 he, hey, hey! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 he, everybody! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 he, hey, hey! Heidi, heidi, he, heidi, heidi, he, heidi, 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 hey! Dos vidonia!
Rob Lombard, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, yes. Well, for the uninitiated, if you've just been Rob Lombard, I hope you enjoyed it. Rob is one of Des Moines and Iowa's.
Am I out of here?
No, you're not. You got all one right. More tune.
Oh, hey, thank you.
One of our favorites here in Iowa and recorded extensively.
Yeah, I'm serious. Just look at the lights. They got some nice lights here compared to what we usually have.
Oh, yeah. Well, they fixed them, you see. The last time you were here, we were missing a few, but they got them fixed. You know, the state's low on money.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe it.
Rob has been a favorite guest of ours. And He is one of the top bluesmen as far as Delta blues and folk. You do a lot of folk stuff and a lot of comedy stuff. So anyway, Rob, why don't you tell us what's going on in Rob Lombard's life?
There's not much going on right now because right now, November tends to be kind of a slow month for me. It's right between the festival and the outdoor gigs and the Christmas gigs and the holiday parties. So this month is a little bit dead. I'm playing at the General Store in Valley Junction on Thursday night between roughly 5 to 9, something like that, for an open house. I think that's going on down at Valley Junction. And I'll be sitting by the front door and greeting people and playing little songs for them as they come in. So that means I have to learn a bunch of Christmas tunes starting tomorrow. Get those Xmas tunes out. Oh, like this one. Lacey Thane's wife is missing. I didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose. Walking around in women's underwear. Other songs like that. Then I'll then on Friday night, you can find me at Cafe Sue, which happens to be down at 5th Street and Valley Junction also. And I'm here and there and everywhere doing a lot of Christmas parties starting this coming week. And in January, I'm going to be recording with Nick Lloyd, bass player from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll be coming back here. We'll do some recording. And I might just take off for North Carolina or South Carolina and find some of the players that developed the style of playing I play, which is called a Piedmont style. Get Piedmont now. Anyway, so that's what's going on in my life.
Well, I don't.
And if I got some time left tonight, this afternoon, and it's warm enough, I'm going to ride on my motorcycle.
There you go. There you go. Sounds like it.
Just
sounds like a
ride on my motorcycle. Everybody, I don't want to die.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl.
Well, anyway, I don't even need to ask another question.
Okay.
No, but anyway, I'm glad that you came and. I've always liked your music.
I've always liked your music too.
What is it? There's a bit of humor involved in it. That's what's so
there
nice about it. We need you to play more around so we can get to see you more. Okay. What do you got for us?
Well, I don't know. I can either do a song that Brownie McGee wrote, or I can do a Snip Snip. I had a request for that from Mr. Mosqueda.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, it's up to you. Now, can I do the vasectomy song or not?
Sure, go ahead. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Lombard.
Thank you. I'm going to clean this up just a little bit. To the doctor I did go for that male form of birth control. No more children did I want, so I got my vas deferens cut. And when they strapped me down and they de-pants me, my genitalia was plain to see. And as the doctors laughed out with glee, the nurses sang this refrain to me. Everybody, snip, snip. That's it. It's over for you can say thanks. Snip, snip. That's it. Then you're just shooting blanks. It's hard to whistle in tune, it is for me anyway. Don't leave, ladies. Come on back. As the doctor put his vice grips away, he said I'd walk in a couple of days. Don't let it bother you if your turns black and blue. But be sure to call if and when they grow as big as watermelon. And if it turn green, it will be your fate. We'd have to amputate. Snip, snip, and that's it. It's over for you can say thanks. Snip, snip, and that's it. Then you're just shooting blanks. Close. This girl asked me if I would be the father of her baby. I said that I didn't know why, but come on, let's give it a try. Why not? We tried and tried for 100 days, man. We must must have tried in a thousand ways, but it was bound to fail, you see. I'd had a vasectomy. Snip, snip, that's it. It's over, you can say thanks. Snip, snip, that's it. Then you're just shooting blanks. Snip, snip, that's it. It's over, you can say thanks. Snip, snip, that's it. Then you're just shooting blanks.
Rob Lombard, ladies and gentlemen. Are you back after this brief
show? And there you go, Rob Lombard, Iowa Blues Hall of Famer. And I think he might even be in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I am not positive on that. Because he was in Waspy River Band. I don't know if they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not. They probably should be. Like a lot of things, probably should be. But yeah, that's life. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. That was a great show. That was a lot of talent right there. And that was a lot of fun. Season 6, it starts already. We had our first show, and as I was telling you, it was an audience-free show. So our next show is in September, and I'm looking at the calendar right now, and it's the 14th of September. That'll be at Stillwell at 7 p.m. Then the next one will be October 12th. Yikes, that might be an issue. Then November 9th is the third show, and then the last show is December 14th. That's our Christmas show. So those are the upcoming season 6 shows, that November 1, October 1, might get moved. I'll let you know. September 14th is the next one coming up. If you'd like to attend, show up. It's free. It'll be at Stillwell Middle School. It's a auditorium. You'll come in on the south side of the building. And just come on in. I think we'll be asking for Goodwill donations for this season. And then after that, things may change. I've been threatening to change this up for a while because I think there's a better way to do things. So hopefully it'll be a weekly show and less archive material, which is unfortunate because I still have several hundred hours of archive material just lying around here. But we'll get to it because we'll definitely want to take breaks if we go weekly. But right now it'll be once a month with two shows recorded at a time. So there'll be two shows and then two archives, two shows, two archives up to the first of the year. And then at the first year, we'll see what happens. So, pretty excited right now. We're booking. If you'd like to be on the show, contact us through our Facebook page, Blues Army of Des Moines. You can also contact me at bluesman2001@hotmail.com. But to be honest with you, that is it is nothing but spam. I've had that email for a long time, and because it's the one on my blog, and my blog is, you know, it gets hit a lot, and so there's a lot of people who want to be on the blog, and it's like, most of it's junk too, so it just takes a while to wade through. So your better bet is just to get us through Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Just leave us a message. I usually get to people within an hour. And that'll get you on the show. And also, if you have a CD, as long as it is a... if it's a... how should I say it? If it's not a published CD, I can have it on the show. If it's published, or even if it's through CD Baby, I'm okay with it, which means that you'll see some return. Even though I don't make any money, you might see a few pennies when it's played as a podcast. Not 100% sure, since I don't make any money. I don't know where the money would come from, but CD Baby would collect your royalties. If you're BMI ASCAP or any of those, we don't do those. So this is pretty much limited to local bands and regional bands that have it released on a major label. If you're just, you know, releasing on CD Baby or TuneCore or something like that, we'd love to have you on the show. And again, just contact us through the Blues Army in Des Moines, and we'll figure out a way to get you on. And, yep, I tell you what, I want to thank you all for listening. We are just flying down those downloads, and amazed at just how many people are listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're helping us keep the blues alive through some tough times. And, you know, it's tough times out there. You know, I don't have to tell you about what's going on in the world because you know. And it's not funny, really. But you know what's going on, and the blues is the best thing to do to listen to get your mind off troubles, because the blues will help you. Because the blues is all about getting the blues away. It's not to give you the blues, it's to take them away. So listen to the blues and support your blues musicians. Get out there and help them. Go out to bars and tell them you want to hear a blues band, because you know what? Bar owners tell me you don't. So go tell them that you do, and they'll start booking bands, because you know what? They won't book a blues band if they think no one's going to show up. So get over to your bar and say, hey, I want to hear some blues, and they will book it. All right, you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase. You know the grass is green.